exactly what happened? I mean, did you collide with another car?
Yes, we were spun into a retaining wall. We were rear-ended and then spun into a retaining wall.
Oh, my God.
And the VW bus was just like an accordion is the way they described it to me, but it was non-existent.
Not being sighted, did you, in the seconds that preceded the accident, did you have any warning, any understanding of what was happening at all?
Well, the woman sitting next to me, the one that landed on top of me, screamed, look out, and then that was it. And then the next thing I knew, my body was lying on the street, and what would be me, I was going in and out of my mouth several times. And it was like, the only analogy I can think of is the body was like the peel, and I was like the banana, but I had all of my consciousness there as far as my thoughts and impressions and feelings, but I was not in that body.
You said going in and out of your mouth.
Yes.
That was a... How are you telling me that you knew that's what you were doing, going in and out of your mouth? Is that something you felt, or
yes,
at that point something you saw?
Both, and it was frightening. And I could not relate to imagining things that way, and I saw the buildings and the street... At the time of the accident, I saw that very briefly after I left my body, after I went out of my mouth. I was up above everything, looking down at it, and at first it was scary.
And for the first time in your life, you saw...
Yes, and it was not pleasant.
Really, not pleasant. As in, because of that particular circumstance, or not pleasant in what way?
Because I couldn't relate to it. I couldn't translate what it was I was perceiving of, because I'm not accustomed...
To
seeing things, and
it was
very frightening initially, but then I adapted gradually.
Huh. It's hard to even imagine having just even a fleeting sight of something you've never, ever seen.
Eerie and foreign are the two words that I can come up with that would describe how it was at first.
Okay. Doctor, what was happening at this moment medically with Vicky?
Yeah, Vicky's given me some further details. She had symptoms suggestive of massive head trauma, including probably a base of skull fracture. In fact, there's a lot more to Vicky's story. When she was in the emergency room, I think the doctors that were actually attending you at the time were afraid that the injuries were severe enough that, as I recall, Vicky, you said that they were afraid you wouldn't be able to hear because of the enormity of your
yes.
injuries. And what else did they say?
Well, of course, this going in and out of my mouth happened before I was in the emergency room, and then there was a blank space, and then I was in the emergency room, and I was up on the ceiling at Harborview Medical Center looking down at what was going on.
All right, you don't remember the ambulance drive?
No.
So the next thing you remember, you're on the ceiling at the hospital in the emergency room looking down at yourself.
Yes. I do know that I was put in a car. I have a vague memory of being put in a car and then of being put on a backboard, and then I was totally gone.
You were able from the ceiling to see yourself?
Yes.
So this would have been the first time in your life that you ever saw yourself?
Yes. And as weird as this sounds, it meant nothing. I felt very detached from that body.
You know what? I can understand that since you had never seen that body before. Blind since birth, it would be easier to feel detached, wouldn't it, I guess?
I imagine, but I gather that this is common to some near-death experiencers, so that they feel this detachment. But I was up looking down at everything. I was up on the ceiling with my, what would be termed as my back, up against the ceiling. And I had a body that was made of light. And it was similar to my own body, except that it was made out of light. And that's the only way I can describe it to you. And the one doctor said, well, it's a pity now that she could be deaf as well as blind because she's got blood on her left eardrum. And I thought, oh, man, is that me they're talking about? Am I dead or what?
Really?
And I was trying to make sense of the whole thing. And then the female doctor said, well, we don't even know if she's going to survive, and she could be in a permanent vegetative state if she does. And that made me mad. And I floated down, and I felt like I was shouting to her. And I said, can't you understand? I'm fine. I'm right here. why don't you understand that? I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. And I felt wonderful. I mean, really, really wonderful. And I reached out what would be analogous to my right hand to touch her, you know, like you take hold of somebody's arm or shoulder or something to try to get their attention.
Yes.
And my so-called right hand went through her right arm.
Huh. Oh, the onrush of emotions and sensations that you must have been feeling, and to suddenly be sighted in this way, and to be seeing other people, I mean, virtually for the first time in your life, all of that would have been trauma enough, and here you are sort of feeling calm and detached about it, but at this point you're beginning to get a little excited, it sounds like.
Yes.
About your own situation, and that would certainly be understandable. But you remember all they were doing and saying, huh?
Yes. And when I came out of the coma and was lucid enough to inquire about it, I confirmed that it had all indeed been said.
Huh. How did the medical workers respond to the fact that you had heard and were accurately describing all of this?
One nurse was very sympathetic and believed me. And I told her that I'd been dead, and she did believe me, and my mother believed me, and quite a few people did believe me. This was in 73 when this happened, when I was 22 years old.
Right.
And so this wasn't really talked about that much. But one nurse said, oh, you must have hit your head a lot harder than people thought you did. And she implied that I was kind of nuts, so I just didn't talk to her.
Uh-huh. Doctor, did Vicki code?
Yes, Vicki, it's my understanding you had an arrest. By the way, I might add for your listeners' sake, this happened in 1973. Near-death experience was first described by Dr. Raymond Moody in his book Life After Life in 1975.
That
is
right.
Yeah, no one would have had any idea about this experience at that time.
She wouldn't have read about this and have concocted it in any way in her own mind. It was 2 years prior to even the beginning of Dr. Moody.
Yeah, there's no way that anybody would have understood or even heard about these experiences. But Vicki, I understand you had things were very serious as far as your heart and breathing.
I was told that they couldn't bring me back for 4 minutes, and they kept saying, we can't bring her back, we can't bring her back.
Meaning, Vicki, that you had stopped breathing, your heart had stopped for 4 minutes?
I was just told that I was dead for 4 minutes, as they put it. They didn't actually get to pronouncing me dead, but they said that they were having difficulty reviving me during a 4-minute period.